Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Don.
It's your top five. You know what it is.
Can you hear that playing? That's my song. Calling up my girls as I head into the night. All work, no play, take heed, better listen. Get that money, don't let it make you. I know what's up, can't play them games. He's choosing, but I'll pay. Been there, done that, so I'm not surprised. Was the top one in my class. Don't hold your breath, cause you might turn blue. Trying to wait on something big. Have a backup plan to ensure yourself, so you know just what to do.
Wait a minute, that's my song. Two step to the right, one slide to the left. I think I got it. Let me show them how to get it in. Much older now, knees stiff, hard to bend. Flow proud, little mama try to back it in. Drink in the hand, think it's a shot of hand. Hot to the bug, guess I'm off a throne again. Stick it with a two step and nothing else is all you get.
You hear that playing? That's my song.
I'm feeling good, this vibe
WAMRDB Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio. Let's go.
I'm just going with the flow, and wherever it may go, I go wherever you take me. I take a chance with you, baby. I'm just going with the flow, and wherever it may go, I go wherever you take me. Take a chance with your baby. I never planned you and I. It's like you landed right in front of my eyes. Baby, you got a mystery about you. And baby, I'm gonna find out what's inside. I'm just going with your flow. I take a chance with your baby. I'm just going with the flow, and wherever it may go, I go wherever you take me. I take a chance with your baby. I put my cards down. Now I'm letting you drive. So where we going now?
Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Speaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, and health. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio.
Hey, welcome to WAMRDB. Oh, man, we've had some tremendous things that's happening. Just got off listening to the CBS News with President Trump. I guess he's trying to stroke his own back about money that we already earned and he's giving back to us. This is your host, Kareem Ali Bowens. Had a great conversation with some people that talked about a company that was featured for a few minutes on CBS News here in Atlanta. You guys check that out on our Atlanta Mix Radio YouTube page. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But today is about There Is Health. Got a couple co-hosts, guest hosts. We're just going to jump into the whole conversation. But let me tell you something. This coronavirus is absolutely serious. We want people to understand right now, as of today, we have Georgia is reporting 47 deaths, more than 1,300 coronaviruses, and there's a breakdown by county. Our governor, Brian Kemp, issued multiple executive orders, including the closing of bars and nightclubs and banning gatherings of more than 10 people on March 23rd. The Georgia's COVID-19 case has continued to rise. The Georgia Department of Public Health at 7 p.m. Wednesday confirmed 1,387 cases of COVID-19 in the state, up by 140 by noon. 47 people have now died from the novel coronavirus in Georgia. 7 new deaths were reported since noon here on Wednesday. The Georgia Public Health Laboratories and private labs have conducted a total of 6,179 tests, which is really nothing. March 25th, the state has tested 1,400 people. Private labs have tested 4,000. Now think about it. Why do we need private labs when we have state entities that can do that? This is about some things that we're going to talk about at the end of the week. There has been a breakdown of residents tested or for the COVID-19 by each county. The state is unavailable to provide the data, of course. The state is reporting the counties for 153. Disease cases are unknown. There's been a confirmed amount of unknown state and county data that has not been promoted or provided. So here's the breakdown of Georgia, in Georgia, the state of Georgia. So Fulton County has 204 cases in the database. DeKalb County, 125. Daugherty County, 123. Cobb County, 109, Bartow, 82, Gwinnett, 69, Carroll County, 50, Cherokee County, 36, Clayton County, 29, Lee County, 25, Clark, 21, Henry County, 20, Hall County, 19, Douglas County, 18, Floyd County, 14, Fayette County, 12, Louds County, 12, Columbia, 12, Coweta County, 10, Forsyth County, 10, Richmond, Rockdale, and Spalding, all 10, Gordon and Polk, 9, Newton, Chatham, and Lawrence and Troop, 8 and 7, for Bibbs, Early, Houston, Oconee, Paulding, Glenn, Peach, all 5 and 6, for Tift, Mitchell, Muskogee, Pickens, Terrell, Whitfield, Baker, 3 and 4, Baker, Brian, Butts, Chris, Atherton, 3 to 4 people. Lamar, Lumpkin, Monroe, Worth, Borden, Barrow, Coffey, Corquett, Irwin, Jasper, 2 to 3 people. From Madison, Miller, Seminole, Twig, Washington, Ben Hill, 1 to 2. Burke, Camden, Catoosa, Sheraton, Chattanooga, Clinch, Dawson, Decatur County, Dodge, Fannin, Glenn, Harris, Heard, Jackson, Jones, Liberty County, Lincoln County, Lounge County, Macon, Meriwether, Morgan, Pierce, Pulaski, Randolph, Stevens, Taylor, Thomas, T, Turner, Ware County, White County, and Wilkes, all one. And then they have a breakdown of unknown 160. Don't know what that means, but we will continue to move on through this particular show. Want to thank everybody for tuning in to Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman's station. One of the things we wanted to share with you tonight is the actual outline of what we're trying to accomplish. What we're trying to accomplish here at the park is a way to provide each person with an ideal of understanding of what we need to be looking at. Now, we are in the middle of a pandemic. We're going to discuss that on Friday. We the People will air on tomorrow. That is a conservative news outline with Marlene Dow. And then we'll round everything up on Friday. So keep in mind, we are broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the TuneIn app. So we want you all to, we're going to bring in the part that allows us to get these type of people on as guests, and we'll be right with you in just a moment. You listen to WMRDB at 7:14, 7:19, March 25th. Want to thank our sponsor, Loving Care Family Chiropractic. She is open Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Welcome to Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083, or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.
Yeah, I know you heard me. You have a new text. Go ahead, pick me up and check it out. You don't want to miss anything. It could be important. You should check now. Do you want to seem rude? You should respond now. Come on, just pick me up. It'll just take a second.
Don't text and drive. Hands-free cell phone use is now the law. This message brought to you by the Georgia Department of Transportation.
You can't hear that? Oh. Oh, we know why you can't hear it. My bad. He don't have on no headphones, y'all. What I'm playing is Good Life, Kanye West, T-Pain. You remember that?
Okay.
And that was his water bottle that just made that deep
That
thud.
Was not my water bottle. That was in your imagination.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I digress. So wait. What did I dropped off?
You were about
to make a point.
You were about to make a point about being 18.
Yes, my brother, at a very young age, I mean, from as long as I can remember him, and we're 2 years apart, knew what he wanted to be in life.
Okay.
Engineer. It manifested in the toys he chose as a child, the creations he built with Legos as a child, his educational choices, his internship, everything he did in his life.
Okay.
So I do think that some of us
true
are fortunate to know. Me, myself, the total opposite. Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of figuring out that for myself now.
Mm-hmm. And it took your whole life to get to this
Oh, yeah,
point.
For me, by all means, as well as you. I'm just saying mm-hmm. that I think some do. No.
Well, and I can understand that, and there are those people. But for the vast majority of us, like you said, it's because we don't have the experience behind us to know what choices we mm-hmm. have. You know, when I look back on my life, and people ask me, if you could do really what you wanted to do right now.
That old country gospel song came to mind when you said that.
When I look back over my life.
You know what I'm talking about,
I've
right?
I've had some good days as well as my bad days. But anyway, you know, people ask me that. And if I could have done what I wanted, what I know I would love to do now,
mm-hmm.
it would have been either an interpreter at the UN
mm-hmm.
or a psychologist.
Okay.
But the problem was, you know, those were jobs that, since I didn't have a frame of reference for when I was young, they were job things that I never knew that you could do.
Understandable. Understandable. That's why exposure is so important. If any of our parents are listening, and I think about this as a parent, my older daughter is in her junior year. You know, have I given her the exposure she needs? And if I haven't, what can I do between now and then as she mm-hmm. makes these decisions? Because while I don't expect her to know what she wants to do, we kind of have to figure out the direction to make the right educational choices for college.
Well,
you know, in terms of a minor or major, that's all I'm saying.
Right. But to be fair, in her defense, she's not the one you're going to have to worry about.
Defense. Wait, first of all, you are not going to disrespect any. Look, I'm good country. Jackson, Mississippi. Not near one of my babies, okay?
She's not the one you're going to have to worry about. It's the one coming up behind her, NeNe Leakes Jr. That you're going to have to ask questions about.
I'm about to turn his mic off, y'all. But I am Morgana, people, and this is Radio Therapy. We are Growth Oriented Radio, and we love what we do. We come here every Sunday from 4 until 5, providing some really good, engaging communication, resources to help you improve your life. And Leslie, you are so perfect. This is a great segue for the topic of the day, and it's habits. And as you embark on completing the last 9 hours,
mm-hmm.
of your bachelor's degree, and as intelligent as you are, you know that could have been done a long time ago. However,
35 years ago.
And you already said that everything happens in its own time. It's supposed mm-hmm. to happen now, but I say that to say I notice it's important to you for your mom.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
But its habits are important, so what habits do you think hurt you or help you in your educational pursuit?
That's the question I have to ask.
No, not right now, of course.
Are you going to play a record and then let me come back and answer?
That's the negative. You don't have to answer that right now. I would not put you on the spot like that.
But for clarity purposes, please repeat the question. Pretend this is Miss America. You're going to read the question twice and give me a moment to answer.
And the contestant today is Leslie Dixon Haley from Jackson, Mississippi. Leslie.
Yes.
As you embark on this journey to finish your Bachelor's of Arts in, what is that again?
Communications.
To ensure you close this journey out strong, what are some habits you know you need to improve on or add
okay.
to your repertoire, and what habits do you know hurt you?
Okay.
Now we're going to go to a little bit of music, and then we're going to come back. You know, this guy, this song is just in my spirit. I love this song. But when we come back, we're going to talk about Leslie's habits, talk about the importance of habits, this really awesome book that I've been reading called Habit. And then we're also going to have at the bottom of the hour a guest who's going to come on and talk to us about foods that can help our mental health and help us with those very ever so important habits. This song is one of my nephew's favorites, but I love it. It's a sweet song, and this young man sings it so very well. 7 years Old by Luke Graham. Excuse me, Lucas Graham.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger, pushing each other to the limits. We were learning quicker. By 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me. Cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. Before the morning sun when life was lonely. Cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor. And if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. I was frightened about everything I saw before me. Once I was 20 years old. Soon we'll be 30 years old. Our songs have been sold. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. About life, my woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61. Remember life, and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I rode a leather once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Once I was 7 years old, mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old.
That's my jam, Leslie. That's
my jam. I like that.
That's my jam. Once I was 7 years old. Okay, today, people, we are talking about habits. So I'm reading this book called The Power of Habit. And it talks about what actually habits are and how they impact our lives. And in the gist of the book, they talk about what's called the habit loop. And it's this pattern in our brains that kind of govern what we do. And they did all these tests. And what it boils down to is habit has a direct relationship with willpower.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a muscle that we can build.
Yeah, I've read that before somewhere.
And by focusing on habits, we build the willpower, and if we focus on habits, we can make different changes in our lives.
Okay.
So they talk about this thing that's called a habit loop, and it consists of three elements. There's a cue, a routine, and a reward.
Okay. Explain the cue to me. That's the thing that...
Like an emotional trigger. So trigger.
Gotcha.
They use the word cue, but a trigger.
Okay. And what did you find out about yourself?
What did I find out about myself? That, and let me make this point, and then I'm definitely going to answer the question, but I want to make this point. And what he said is that because it's a neurological pattern that occurs, that once habits are ingrained, less of our brain works to complete the habit. And I thought that was very profound.
Okay, so it's like a heuristic model where we can do things without thinking about it.
Exactly. Like when you drive home or mm-hmm. you're going one place and all of a sudden you do what you normally do. But that we can, with willpower, build new ones.
Okay.
So it just made me think about bad habits and how easy it is to fall into bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I know what mine
are.
We're not going to air them on the radio show today. I know what mine are, but it gave me such an awareness of paying attention to the trigger to step in there and modify the routine but get mm-hmm. the same reward.
Okay.
And that's how you successfully change habits. So that was what I wanted to talk about today. But as you mentioned your 9 hours, I thought, how important are his habits going to be to finishing these 9 hours?
Okay. So thank you for having me, judges. And thank you for allowing me to make it this far in the competition to answer the question. Can you repeat the question?
You know what?
Okay. So
hailing
the question...
again from Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay, so the question was...
Let me make it really easy. What habit negatively impacts your educational goals?
There are two.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is procrastination. Because I'll wait around and wait. I can get, you know... I go to school online, mm-hmm. so a lot of our stuff is already posted, and I can go ahead and start working on it in advance. But I wait until the day of, or the day before,
mm-hmm.
or 2 days before, and I rush to get it done. Now, don't get me wrong. I fare pretty good on my grades, but it can be better if I took the time out to, you know, do it early on so I can, you know, be more prepared for it. So that's
mm-hmm.
one thing I have to stop doing. And especially going into this master's degree because, you know, the work gets harder the higher up you go. And the second thing I have to work on is my level of commitment.
Mm.
That's the habit that has held me back not only in school but a lot in my life. You know, whether jobs, relationships,
mm-hmm.
everything, my level of commitment. I can be really committed to something.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, once I get into the routine of it, that commitment kind of pulls back and I'm like, oh, whatever.
So when we look at the habit loop, it makes me think that at some point the reward is motivating enough for you to pursue,
right,
to begin. But at some point that reward is not as attractive, therefore you lose the motivation.
I don't know if it's the reward is not as attractive. I just, my mind, I get distracted by other things. I'm like, well, I could be doing this, you know, and so I want to do whatever. So I'm like, I'll just put that on the back burner and do it later, which goes back into my procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of mixed together, being a procrastinator and then losing that level of commitment. And like I said, it's not just in school. It's in a lot of areas of my life.
Hmm.
And what gets me back on track is, like you said, it has to be some kind of trigger,
right,
that does it. In school, it may be I get a grade back that is like a D. I'm like, oh, my God, I got a D. now I got to work twice as hard to pull that D up.
That's hypothetical, though. You're not getting D's, right?
No.
Okay.
I have. I got one.
Okay. Simple.
But, I mean, not in a class. Not for the class, but like on a test.
Gotcha.
Not for the entire class. But that D pushed me. That's why I'm on this. And when I was saying earlier when we first came in, I've been working on these papers and rewrites because that D pushed me to do that.
Okay.
Now, true enough, in the class I have a C for the overall class grade. But I'm doing these rewrites to pull it up to a B. And the reason, what's the reason I want to pull it to a B? Because I get tuition reimbursement if I do. So that's my motivator.
Motivation.
But, so yeah, that would be, that's kind of the way it works for me. And in those relationships where I lose interest, it has to be something that pulls me back into it.
Okay, so. Okay. What habit has helped you get this far?
I don't know if it's a habit or a desire.
Well, let's talk about it.
It's just the desire of completing something. You know, because at this point in my life, my going back to school really only is for me. You know, some people say, well, I want my mom, I want my dad to see me graduate, or I'm going back so I can get a better job. You know, my company said that they'd give me a promotion if I go. Okay, my company's not going to give me a promotion for going back. My parents are not here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, at this point, it's just that need for completion for myself. And now the next, going into a master's program is a little bit different.
In what ways?
Because I'm doing that to change my trajectory in my life as career-wise. So, and I didn't realize that that was something I wanted until I got halfway through this bachelor's program.
Mm-hmm.
And so a good friend of mine said, you know, the problem a lot of people have when they get a master's, they get these master's degrees that can't work for them. So he said, you get a bachelor's in anything, but you need to get a master's in a discipline that's going to be able to make money for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, education is one of those things that we're going to always need people in that field. You know, you get a master's in history.
I'm going to take a break for just a moment. I'm not sure if you all are continuing to support what he is saying. But let's just put it like this. We're going to get into a little bit more about the nutritional health portion of the show. You listen to WMRDB, the Woman's Station. I'm your host for tonight, Kareem Ali Bowen, as we're broadcasting live from Stone Mountain, Georgia. And we shall return in the middle of this conversation.
We'll be right back. to WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, health, politics, and entertainment. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio.
WAMRDB, the woman station.
Marcia.
An apple would do it. But we have to do it in portions. Sometimes it's not beneficial to me. I have MS. I've had MS for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not beneficial to me to eat an apple in one sitting. So it would be beneficial to me to do it in portions so it doesn't have a negative impact.
But even if it's an opal apple?
No.
What's an opal apple?
She's throwing some shade on me.
See how she is?
I'm just saying.
Now you know, don't
you? Did you practice what you preach, Marcia? I'm just asking.
Now you know how she is.
Not this past week, I haven't. Those apples just came back into season, and they are wonderful. But I'm learning to back off.
10-4.
So we just, when we do, whether it's fruit or the vegetables, the meat, we need to do it in portions. Even though people that work out extensively need more, you know, intake during the day, we still need to break it down in portions so our body is not overwhelmed by one particular fruit or vegetable or meat in one setting.
Now, how do we determine, like, the proper portion? I'm certain that's a challenge for me because I'm voracious in my appetite.
It's a challenge for all, and I think it just depends on the person because, you know, every person has different circumstances. So depending on how our body responds to how we proportion it is how we have to kind of break it down. I don't think there's any set way to tell you this is what you have to do to make it work. Everything doesn't work for every individual person the same exact way.
Okay. All right, so, and then what else is on that list of yours?
Well, we went to the meat and...
what did you say about meat? I'm looking at Leslie now. We're talking about meat. What'd you say about meat?
Keep it as clean as possible. Grass-fed, chicken, turkey, you know, even red meat, but keep it lean.
What is a lean red meat? I'm not. Do you know the lean red meat, Leslie?
Like a thinner cut pork chop.
Right.
Instead of having the pork chop with all the fat around it. The pork
exactly.
From the pork loin, you know how the pork loin is nothing but that round piece of...
No, but...
a good steak. If you're going to eat steak, you know, I guess you think, true enough, the marbleization in red meat gives it the taste, but if you're trying to control the fat, you're going to have to get some with less marbleization and less fat around the edges. So for me, that would be like a New York strip or a filet.
Okay. All right, back to you, Mars. I just wanted to let them get a little bit of shine. I want to make them feel better about themselves.
Oh, no, it's perfectly fine. That way, you know,
Ten four. So I know I could do some fish this week. I'm not going to do the steak. And what else do we have?
Well, those are the basics when it comes to the meat, the lean red meat, the chicken, and the fish.
Mm-hmm.
Vegetables, spinach is your number one. We're going to go back to spinach. It seems to keep coming up in our conversations, but it is.
Spinach and not kale? I thought kale was the end thing now.
It is the end thing now, actually. I consume that on a daily basis. But spinach, let me see. It says spinach or even just leafy green vegetables, period.
Like collard greens?
Yes, anything. They slow the cognitive decline. Now, keep out the meat you got to put in it that you want to put in for the flavor.
You already know
salt.
He think of ham hocks up in them greens,
I know, girl.
I don't eat ham hocks. If I'm cooking vegetables, I will use smoked turkey. Or sometimes I may not use any meat at all and put a lot of different seasonings in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So be careful with your seasoning intake because of the sodium.
True. You're right about that.
Be real careful with that.
So leafy greens. It seems like we can't get away from these leafy greens. And I love them.
No,
it's not a bad thing for me.
No, it actually slows the cognitive decline associated with, you know, aging.
Okay, so you're saying if I eat a lot of leafy greens, my mind will stay stronger longer?
That's what they say. It keeps that brain going. Keeps the nourishment of the brain just moving.
Okay.
Another good vegetable that I don't know too many people, younger people, really like, beets.
Oh, honey, I have some in my refrigerator. I'm not old, but I have some in my refrigerator.
Well, I'm older than you are, and I don't eat them. But let me put that into context, because that was something that was not common growing up, because I grew up in Mississippi. So we never saw beets. The only time you ever saw beets were if you went to a salad bar.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have saw beets sometimes on the salad bar. Just like, what's that other green? Is it kale? Yeah, like kale would be used for decoration around the salad bar.
Yeah.
You never found it in restaurants, so we never grew up eating those things. I didn't eat beets or chickpeas and things like that until I moved to Atlanta, because my friends who were more East Coast, like Virginia, Baltimore, whatever, beets were big for them. I'm like, who eats this? So I think sometimes our diets are based on our regional taste.
And cultural.
Mm-hmm.
Cultural.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay.
So they encourage blood flow to the brain, which boosts your mental performance.
So
they are very, when it comes to mental, beets are one of the number one choices.
And they're actually good for blood pressure, too.
Yes, because of that good blood flow.
Yeah.
It all plays a part.
Because when I have to do my physical every year, I go to Whole Foods and get beet juice and drink it for 3 days.
Okay, so let me just tell you what I heard you say, Leslie. You know you have a physical coming up all year, and you wait until 3 days before the physical, and you drink beet juice for 3 days to help out with the results.
With my blood pressure and all that.
But is it only because the doctor's taking your blood pressure? Why wouldn't you drink the beet juice to help your blood pressure regularly?
Because I don't like the taste of it.
It's awful.
It's
awful.
You know, I'm just going to let the audience and the listeners just, you know, marinate on that
one. The rest of the year, I try to do things, you know, other things that may help with my blood pressure. But I do the beet juice for sure for my physical, for that particular purpose.
Okay. Alrighty then. We've got about 15 minutes.
Marcy, I have a question. If Morgana will let me ask it.
We have about 15 minutes left, and we're going to play some old song that Leslie wants to listen to, and as soon as we come back...
Well, let me ask the question now so she can be thinking about it while we're going to commercial.
No. What song would you like to listen to, Leslie?
I want to hear Tin City.
Best, okay, Tin City. What song, babe?
That's the way love is. I
knew you were going to say that.
No, I want to listen to Jamanda.
Ooh, which one? Make my body rock. Don't play games.
Any of them.
Oh, so he's trying to be funny. That's Jamanda is like.
That's Morgana's middle name, Jamanda.
That's all right. And I'm going to allow Leslie to have his way.
So I can ask my question now?
Of course. I'm raising
the hand. Okay, quick question, Marcia.
Sure.
I have a friend who recently, 2 weeks ago, had a heart attack for all intents and purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And he woke up, they rushed him to the hospital, they found out he had like a 99% blockage in one of his arteries, so they cleared all that. So now he has to do a diet for cardiac patients. So when we come back, can you recommend some things that I may have? Because what we all decided to do as friends was, you know, if he has to go on the diet, we're going to try to go on the diet with him. So can you recommend some of the things we may be able to eat for a cardiac patient?
I sure will.
That we all can kind of join. That's going to be tasty for us, too, because we're doing it with them.
Right. So, I understand.
So that's my question. And when we come back, hopefully Morgana will allow you to answer because, you know, she can be really mean.
I can be.
Okay.
In the most loving way. So, listeners, we are going to take a break for just a moment. Listen, just listen to this.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
Women around the world use sanitary napkins and tampons every day, knowing little to nothing about the harmful and potentially dangerous materials used to manufacture them. Because of this, millions of women are forced to suffer in silence. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration does not require companies to list the ingredients contained in sanitary napkins and tampons. Yet the average woman uses more than 15,000 sanitary napkins or uses tampons for more than 100,000 hours over her lifetime.
You really don't know what's in it. I mean, I don't think any of us really know, especially, you know, some of the new pads that maybe have a spongy type texture that's supposed to hold more. Well, what exactly is that? What's that made out of? We don't know. So then there's questions of how does that affect our health? You know, with things coming out that, you know, baby powder and talc are dangerous and cause ovarian cancer, what other things are we exposing our very sensitive areas to that could end up being a problem later on?
Internationally, it's even worse. A recent report from UNICEF and the World Health Organization cites that at least 500 million girls and women globally lack adequate facilities for managing their periods. In most schools, girls have to trek to the nurse's office to ask for a pad or tampon, as if menstruating is an illness rather than a natural function. In some parts of the world, girls simply drop out of school once they start menstruating. The manufacturing process of these menstrual aids has been known to cause serious damage to the environment. The toxic byproducts of producing tampons include poisons like dioxin and furan. In fact, conventional sanitary pads can contain the equivalent of about 4 plastic bags. synthetics and plastic restrict airflow and trap heat and dampness, potentially promoting yeast and bacteria growth in a woman's vaginal area. Conventional sanitary pads can also contain other potentially hazardous ingredients, such as odor neutralizers and fragrances. How do tampons and pads get that ultra-white clean look? Usually chlorine bleach, which can also create toxic dioxin and other disinfection byproducts. According to an EPA draft report, dioxin is a serious public health threat that has no safe level of exposure. To make matters worse, tampons create a favorable environment for bacterial growth.
Certainly there's a lot of plastic involved with pads and the issues with tampons and the history you have to be careful with. Toxic shock syndrome and stuff, just because of what it's made out of, is kind of a nidus of bacteria that's not so good for patients.
Micro tears in the vaginal wall from tampons allow bacteria to accumulate when left too long. One infamous risk is toxic shock syndrome, or TSS, caused by poisonous toxins from bacteria. TSS is a life-threatening condition that affects women under 30 most. While any woman using tampons can get TSS, over...
You're not the only one.